I'm Tim Kleinig from the Royal Adelaide and Lyell McEwen Hospitals in Adelaide.
And so, Tim, what will you be speaking about here at the SSA?
I'll be presenting some of our challenging endovascular cases.
Okay, great. Give us a bit of a background on what that is.
So with the new evidence for clot retrieval being beneficial and the trial criteria being fairly strict, obviously some people clearly should receive the treatment. But because the treatment effect was so great, it also implies that there are people around the boundaries, around the edges of those clinical trials, who will also benefit. And rather than exclude them from therapy and wait for a trial that they might take part in, we're then faced with the dilemma, do we clot retrieve these patients or don't we? So I'm presenting five or six of those cases that don't meet the criteria, but we've gone ahead and given the treatment to anyway.
So is this something you're pushing for?
Oh, I think it's very clear that some of those patients do benefit. Exactly who benefits is a matter for a clinical trial down the track. But in the meantime, we're faced with a clinical quandary of what to do that's best for our patients.
And how much of that, like what kind of impact do bean counters in hospital situations have on these kind of studies? I mean, these kind of case studies.
To be honest, they have kept out of it so far, which is good.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeAus2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organisation. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.